Our good friend Michael Fisher is on the line with Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen from in Lansing, a division of Michael Fisher Builders. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gabe.
Did you got power this morning?
I did at my house, but I actually was in the office working pretty early this morning, and the power was out while I was there.
Uh-oh. So. Yeah, there were parts of North Lansing. Of course, Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen Lansing, they are located in Old Town, right there on Turner Street, right in the middle of the historic district, and we know they don't have historic wiring in there because Michael worked on that himself. But you still are at the part of the vagaries of the power, and it goes out with storms. Those things happen, right?
That's right.
Okay. There's a case in the news about a remodeling contract. I know Michael's going to cringe here. That's okay. Follow me on this, though. Remodeling contractor in Texas. This is about a $10,000 kitchen remodel, and the contract was signed in May by the homeowner. And the contractor, they signed it in May. It said payments due. Job will be completed in 10 days. So, you know, here's what's coming next. It's been 3 months, and lo and behold, the work isn't done, not even close. The contractor says the way he read the deal was he has 10 days from the time the work commences to finish the job. The homeowner says that's not even close. I'll see you in court. So now they're going to court. And the media person covering this looked into the contract and found a lot of history here. Of course, it wasn't good at all.
Right.
So, Mike, this is the kind of thing that good businesses and bricks and mortar companies like yours battle against every single day, isn't it?
Yes. You know, it's being a businessman. You do have to have certain contracts and things to protect yourself, but they do need to be set up for what you're trying to accomplish in your community. And when you are a part of your community and you service the community, it has to be something that works for your clients too. And, we have a pretty involved contract ourselves for it, but it's very clear and it's not one-sided. It is very important to make sure you've got, both sides of the clients and yourself covered in an appropriate way.
And so, your advice to people who come in and who become clients is to, go ahead and make sure you read it, too, because you want everybody to be literally and figuratively on the same page when you're undertaking something as important as any kind of remodel in your home.
For sure. It's, it's a big commitment for a lot of people. Large amounts of money sometimes, well worth it when it's done right. And it needs to be a comfortable process for both sides. The builder should, have his ducks in a row. Should have the right credentials, should have a professional contract that's written up by a lawyer so that it is appropriate and things of that nature. But there also should be time for the client to review it, not feel rushed through it. There should be a clause in there that they have a certain amount of time even after signing the contract. That
cooling off,
come
right?
Back.
Yeah, the cooling off.
That's right. That's right. And that's definitely part of our process.
And so that's not something you're going to get necessarily by someone who's driving up, just going around streets and cold calling on you at your house, right?
More often than not, when folks have someone that gives them a really almost a price that's too good to be true, you really need to stop and think for just a second. What should I be looking into? Where's the proof of licensure? Where's the insurances? What's the history of this particular person? Have they given me referrals? Do they have other testimonials and stuff that are reliable and those types of things? And, it never hurts to take an extra breath before you do something and really get someone else's opinion on it if you have to.
Right,
and
because
look a little deeper.
Yeah, and where's the fees on here for either inspections or pulling permits? Oh, I'll save money on that because they're not even bothering to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're holding the bag for that later on. Not insignificant.
That's right. And any builder that seems over anxious to get you to sign, there really shouldn't be any rush to it. It should be on the client's timeline. If there is, for whatever reason, some sense of urgency, it needs to be laid out clearly why that there's that sense of urgency, whether they're just trying to help you get your project going and fit into a hole in their schedule. It should be very logical and clear, and there shouldn't be pressure to do things.
Michael Fisher, owner, designer, Dreammaker, Bath and Kitchen, that's a division of Michael Fisher Builders. They are in Old Town Lansing, 1236 Turner Street. That is just north of Grand River Avenue in the heart of Old Town Lansing. DreamMakerLansing.com is the website. Go there. Get educated up. Go in and meet Michael. 374-0041, of course, 517, the area code. You know where the buck stops with Michael Fisher. Michael Fisher Builders and DreamMaker Lansing. As always, pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.